Good morning, dear. How are you? I'm just sending this picture of the azuki beans, whatever you want to call them. But I tell you how I've done them. I haven't cooked them yet. I have soaked them in water overnight and then covered them with some kitchen towel and put them in a dark place for a couple of days for them to start shooting like this. And just eating them raw as I speak, you probably can hear that I've got something in my mouth. And you know they're packed with goodness. You know more than I do because you're a nutritionist, darling. But yeah, that's what I do with the beans sometimes. There's a lady, one of my neighbors, Teresa. She's been doing the some beans for me. I buy them from her every now and again, but she'll do them like this and she'll soak them and put them. But she told me how to do it, so I said, let me do it with these beans. So I'm just eating them now, packed with goodness. I would not do it with red kidney beans, though. I'm just telling you, those ones are poisonous if they are not cooked. But these ones and quite a few beans don't have to be cooked, and you can put them in salads, as you know. You know, I love your cooking, but yeah, just thought I'd send you a picture of that and let you know that I'm just getting my protein kick from the beans. I'm yet to do the amaranth. I remember someone, that lady that I was telling you about, Juliba from ITEL 7, back in the day, which was last year, August, when she was preparing stuff for me. I remember her making this amaranth for me, and I remember not liking it. And I said to her, no, I'd rather not have that. But I think that it's probably the way she was making it. So I'm going to make it the way you make it. I don't know if you've got it on your YouTube channel or website, but what I've come to know now is that when you eat something from someone else and you don't like it, you've always got to do it yourself. Don't go by what you've tasted from someone else. It doesn't matter where it's from, whether it's Moroccan, Algerian, what have you. Always get someone else's recipe. Don't just, go by that first time you've eaten it, and, oh, I don't like it. So with amaranth, thank you so much, darling, for blessing me with that. And I know I'm going to enjoy it. I will prepare that, if not today, tomorrow. I get so busy, to be cooking. I've got, grandma duties, which I was on yesterday, 2 days, last week, and the 3 days, but I'll get round to preparing the amaranth. Sorry that the message is so long. But you know me, auntie likes the talk. And auntie likes good food, healthy food, the type that you make. It's just that I don't eat meat and fish, so I try to get my protein elsewhere. But anyway, listen, sweetie, you have a blessed day, and may Father continue to bless you as he has been doing in Yeshua's mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Yeshua is the Hebrew way to say Jesus. Yeah, but I like Yeshua. I like all names that relate to our Savior. Take care, my darling. My love to your family. Bye-bye.